then we're on to Atlantic City and that adventure. Norma Smallwood had won in 1924, and nobody had won since, and this was in 1966.
Yes. Oklahoma had had two women close, a girl from Alva, and I had watched her and thought, wow, a girl from Alva can get that close, and she was beautiful. And, of course, Anita Bryant was second runner-up. But since Miss America had been on television, no girl from Oklahoma had won. And you have to remember that the Miss America pageant was among the most watched television shows on the air. It was either the most watched or it tied with like the Super Bowl or something. The viewership was incredible. Everyone watched the Miss America pageant.
While we're talking about this, since you then, let's give credit here to 1980 Susan Powell from Elk City. She was Miss Oklahoma City in 1995. Chantel Smith from Muldrow, Miss Tulsa State Fair, 2006, Jennifer Berry from Tulsa, Miss Grand Lake, 2007, Lauren Nelson from Lawton, and Miss Oklahoma State Fair. So the state of Oklahoma has tied with Ohio and California of having six Miss Americas.
Isn't that great? Yeah. And we're almost always in the top 10, often in the top five.
You kind of wonder why that is.
Well, we've got a very strong state pageant. That's a big reason. It really has to do with the strength of the local pageant and the state pageant.
Mm-hmm. And Miss America pageant, who were the judges?
Oh, it was so wonderful. Again, now think that I had no stress to win. Nobody went to Miss America pageant with me except my family and Mo Billington. Even the executive director did not go. She could not attend, and no one expected me to win. I never even considered it. I'd already moved into the dorm at Oklahoma City University. So it was just pure joy for me to be there. I was Miss Oklahoma. I was living the dream. I got to walk that runway that I'd watched on television all those years. It was just joy. And Tony, my pageant director, knew that my dream was to go to New York City. I'd never been there. And so she sent us to New York City a few days before I had to be in Atlantic City. I took pictures of everything, every street sign, the traffic, everything. She sent me to Broadway shows. I just had the greatest time. So some of the directors were Anna White, choreographer of MAME that I had just seen on Broadway. Vincent Price, do you remember the scary guy in the movies? Mr. Voorhees, who was a real musical conductor. So these were people that I was thrilled to meet. So I just enjoyed my interview. I was thrilled to meet them. They asked me some serious questions, and I just wasn't too serious. And I think they liked that, and they liked the small town. And Mr. Voorhees asked me about musical conducting. He said, "How do you hope to conduct?" And I said, "I just hope to be able to stay in the right beat with the right music or something." And I think he liked that. I wasn't trying to say I'm going to be the world's great conductor. And I don't know. I think I was just who I was and didn't have great expectations.
You didn't feel any pressure, did you?
I didn't. In the interview, they took in three state queens at the same time. I was in with Miss South Carolina, who was one of the favorites. She was fabulous. Barbara Harris had so much pressure to win, and she fell apart in the interview.
Fell apart, huh?
Fell apart. They asked her something about racial tension in South Carolina. She started expressing that, trying to be perfect. She kind of got caught up in her language and used a word that you would not choose to use when describing racial tension. She just got tied up.
Yeah.
And I was just hurting for her. You know, I couldn't get tied up because I just wasn't anxious. And I wasn't trying to win.
That's a key word, what you just said. I wasn't trying to win.
I wasn't trying to win. Although, you know, all of the sports psychology says you need to visualize winning and all of that. I did do that. When it came time to go on stage, I think I had a subconscious visualization of what it's like to be Miss America. And I think a lot of that kicked in because I wasn't nervous about that either. It was like I kind of walked into that dream and that visualization of what it's like to be Miss Oklahoma, and I wasn't shy, me. I could be that person and just love it.
Bert Parks is the MC, obviously.
Yes.
Had done that for many, many years. Bring us up to you learned that you were in the top 10.
I was hoping to be in the top 10, and I was very anxious. when it started coming down to all of this. I wanted to be in the top 10. No one in Oklahoma had seen my talent. 1, 2, 3. A lot of people had helped me with it. I knew everyone at OCU was watching, all of my friends, all of my sorority, all of my other friends, the music school, everyone in Laverne was watching. No one could go to Atlantic City, and no one had seen 1, 2, 3 because I couldn't travel around with an orchestra. So I really wanted to be in the top 10, and I wasn't assured of that, although usually if you win the talent, you are in the top 10.
And you had won that, obviously.
And I had won the talent on Friday night. So the biggest thrill was being in the top 10. So when they announced my name as the top 10, I was flying high.
You had won in your mind.
I had won. Yeah. It was all downhill. I mean, I wanted to do my best, but then you're on just adrenaline because it moves so quickly. Then you're just on automatic pilot of doing everything. So I hardly remember, really, the Saturday night. It's just a bit of a blur. I was flying so high, and the adrenaline was pumping so quickly. So I went through the whole thing. I do remember the end. At the end, the five of us were sitting, and they asked me a question about being a conductor. And this was Tony's bad idea, to say that I wanted to be a musical conductor, because this was the beginning of women's liberation. They were burning their bras on the boardwalk in Atlantic City, picketing the pageant. So she thought it would get a lot of attention if I said I wanted to be a musical conductor, a female in the realm of men. So they asked me a question about that, and I didn't want to be a musical conductor. I wanted to be a choral conductor. That wasn't the same. So I couldn't tell a lie, so I talked about the assets of studying to be a musical conductor and how that would benefit me no matter what I did. But I didn't answer it very well.
The prejudice that could be against mm-hmm. you as a female mm-hmm. was the question.
Yes. And so I kind of sidestepped the question mm-hmm. and just talked about the benefits of studying to be a musical conductor. And of course, I hadn't experienced any prejudice being a female at anything I'd done at that point. So I couldn't speak from my own experience about that. So I sat down, and then when it was the two of us standing, now I want to paint the contrast between Miss California and Miss Oklahoma. Miss California, I thought, was the most sophisticated girl I had ever seen.
And what was her name?
Charlene Diane Dallas. How's that for a sophisticated name? She had an entourage. You know, I was there by myself. She had an entourage. She had a hairdresser. She had on a white $1,000 evening gown. She was drop-dead beautiful. She was from San Francisco, contrast San Francisco Laverne. She played the piano, classical music. She was just fabulous. She was a double winner. She'd won talent and swimsuit. I didn't get to know her. She was fairly reserved, but she was stunningly beautiful and so sophisticated. I knew she was going to win. Everyone said she was going to win. South Carolina was the other favorite. But I knew that Barbara had not done well in the interview. So it was down to the two of us, and I knew she was going to win. Plus, I had a peek at the ballot that Burke Parks was holding. When he received the ballot from the judges and he walked across the stage, his hand was on the bottom of it, but I could see Charlene's name at the bottom. What I couldn't see was that his thumb covered up the real bottom. But I was so happy because, to me, being first runner-up was the very best. I did the best you could do and still go home. Remember, this homesick Oklahoma girl that was not at all ready to be Miss America.